Hi, I'm Larry. This is my brother Daryl, and this is my other.
And you're listening to Cougar Chat Radio.
Hi, this is Bobby Campo from Grey's Anatomy and Being Human. You are listening to Cougar Chat Radio.
What do you want to do? Just like you're listening to.
Hi, I'm Ty Olson. You're listening to Cougar Chat Radio.
Hello, Cougars. This is Sebastian Roche from Supernatural, and I listen to Cougar Chat Radio.
Okay, that was cute.
Hello, everyone. This is Irony Singleton of The Walking Dead. I play T-Dog, and you are here with the Cougar Chat Radio.
Hello, this is Jason Gates from Haunted Collector, and you're watching Cougar Chat Radio.
If you like your ladies wild and feisty, you have come to the right place. I'm Jody Ambrose, author of Sex, How to Get More of It, and Intimacy, How to Get More of It, and there's nothing I'd rather do on a Monday night at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern than tune in to the amazing ladies of Cougar Chat Radio. Enjoy the show.
Well, welcome to Cougar Chat Radio. It's Monday, November 11th, and it's Veterans Day. We salute all of you. Today we remember our true heroes. Tom Cruise, if you're listening right now, you can go fuck yourself. And we're very excited for tonight's show. Our guest has been a regular on the CW show Supernatural, as well as lots of other shows and movies, which we'll get around to talking about. I'm Jen, and I'm joined by Michelle and Andrea. You can find us on Twitter at Cougar Chat Radio and Facebook, Cougar Chat Radio. If you have questions for our guest, call us during the show at 661-244-9818 or hit us up in the blog talk or CougarChatRadio.com chat rooms. If you're a musician and want to feature your music, or if you're a sponsor and you want to sponsor the show, email us at info@CougarChatRadio.com. Good evening, ladies.
Hey, hey.
So apparently the beginning of the show kind of threw up on us a little bit, but finally started playing. So.
Yeah, we had that problem last week.
Yeah, I don't know. It didn't want to start playing.
But I just want to point out that you guys have your Veterans Day down in the States, and we have Remembrance Day up in Canada.
Okay.
And it's the same deal, but if you are, I don't know if it's the same exactly, where if you're a bank or government body, you actually have it as a holiday.
No, it's not a holiday for us today. I mean, the kids are out of school, but the banks were closed. So, yeah, sort of.
And do you guys do, like, a remembrance thing at 11 a.m. where there's, like, a moment of silence and some trumpet music playing, like, the last post? And
No. We also have Memorial Day. It's on a different day. So.
Oh, really? You have 2 days for remembering. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
We just have one, and yeah. Never had a day off school for it.
Well, if you don't know what I'm talking about when I said Tom Cruise, go you know what yourself. He apparently said that his job is just as difficult as our members of the military.
When did he say that?
Last week. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, so, yeah, we know, you know, maybe he...
Well, and Scientology and that his church or...
Scientology.
Or his acting.
I mean, he was... Born on the 4th of July. He was in Top Gun, and, you know, but really? Really? Sorry.
I wonder who trained him, though.
It doesn't matter.
Well, no, I'm saying it was probably somebody in the military that trained, you know, this is how we do this.
Well, I didn't see Demi Moore going around patting herself on the back, and she was...
Oh, well.
I think there was... Wasn't there a Scientologist church that... One scene from the air looks like a giant erect penis.
I wouldn't make
sure. Have you done that on Facebook?
You would know, Andrea.
What? I know what giant erect penises look like?
I could draw them.
I think we all can. I hope Jen can.
I don't know.
You
have some issues, actually.
You'll have to look that up.
Yeah, look it up. Have to Wikipedia it.
So, yeah, I mean, there's been some crazy stuff in the news, definitely. we'll maybe start with going from the Scientology and Church of the Penis to Jenna Jameson, porn star extraordinaire, who walked away from porn, I believe it was 5 years ago, and said she would never, ever spread her legs again in the industry. Well, apparently she needs to feed her kids since their house was taken away from her in the Hollywood Hills. Guess what's spreading again, boys and girls?
There you go.
Yep. Yep. And I mean, I don't know how old she is.
She's younger than me.
Is she?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess porn does a little wear and tear, but
She's had vaginoplasty though.
Oh, has she?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we talked about that in the show.
I must have not been on that show. I was gonna say, I guess you don't hear the wind whistling.
She's 39 years old. Born April 9th.
Really? Mm-hmm. For whatever reason, I guess her reputation preceded her to the point where I thought she was older.
Oh.
Well, I was thinking good for her. But
I thought sex made you younger.
They're supposed to be endorphins and mm-hmm. hormones and all kinds of good things released in a good for you kind of way.
Huh.
Interesting.
Interesting. I'm interested in the make your own dildo at home. So let's talk about this.
Really? You want to get right into that?
I do.
There was a concept, okay? It never actually was created. So all of our scientist friends out there, take note. You can patent something that would be similar to that of a rotato.
Like a vegetable peeler.
Like a Starfrit, made by Starfrit. Yeah, vegetable peeler, apple peeler,
mm-hmm.
but it'll make any vegetable into a dildo.
I would think a woodworker would be able to make something like that easy. I mean, they're always making spindles for chairs and that kind of thing. Just make them a little thicker. Uh-huh.
A little thicker. A little shorter. You should see the picture at thehuffingtonpost.com. It is just like carrot plus rotato equals penis carrot.
Carrot? Carrot? No.
I mean, with all the genetically modified products that are out there, why not?
I've seen bigger grapes than I've seen carrots. Yeah.
Really?
Girth-wise.
Yeah.
Have you seen grapes recently? They've gotten humongous with all the steroids in them.
I have seen some that made me think they were the size of, like, small softballs.
Thank you.
Well, how you were saying that porn's good for you?
Mm-hmm.
Not so much when you're making a political stance in Russia.
Oh.
There was this man who nailed his testicles to the ground of Moscow's Red Square.
Which is now even more red.
And it's interlocking stone. It's stone.
Ouch.
Yeah. He probably had to try a couple of times before hitting the theme, I guess.
Yep. Wow. Ouch.
He said,
don't try this at home.
He was a performance artist. I mean, talk about taking art seriously. He said this performance can be seen as a metaphor for the apathy, political indifference, and fatalism of contemporary Russian society. And he did it on Police Day in Russia, which was this past Monday. So there's photos and apparently a video of him on YouTube sitting naked.
Yeah, I saw the picture.
Yeah, that's all I've seen. I have not watched the video, but I don't think I want to, personally.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
I was doing the search on Google for that church. And there is a church in Dixon, Illinois, that from above, it does look like men's genitalia.
Dixon, huh? I wonder if they did that on purpose.
Ha ha, Dixon.
I think that architect should get, like, a slap on the wrist, because that's just too awesome. What did the church do to that architect? I would like to know that story.
Yeah, I don't know. It says here, looking from the aerial view, oh, my page has changed.
The areola view? What are you looking at?
No, I said my page has changed, so, because I was, like, getting out of that, but it was frozen, so I was going to read it. Let's see. I think it's the same one, yeah. But when asked whether the church has now intends to alter the shape, the church actually said no, they're not planning on doing that. We didn't design it to be seen as what they're seeing, and we didn't design it to be seen from above.
Well, guess what? Google Earth exists, and it
happens. Thank you.
And that's it's huge.
That's what you said.
Huge.
Sorry. I've switched from wine. I'm not drinking wine tonight. I'm drinking cinnamon or Fireball whiskey. So there is no telling what's coming out of my mouth.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm on the red.
On the rocks.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah,
well, quickly, let me go ahead and just intro our guest and hope he calls in. So our guest tonight is Canadian-born actor Ty Olson. You may know him from that hit show Supernatural as Benny the Vampire. His movie credits include X-Men, Twilight, Breaking Dawn Part 1, Flight 93, Aliens vs. Predator, Chronicles of Riddick, and more. His TV credits include Smallville, Psych, Eureka, Men in Trees, Stargate SG-1, Once Upon a Time, and, again, much more. So he's got quite a large array of movies and shows under his belt.
Yeah.
And commercials. So.
Commercials? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
he first started out. So we'll ask him about that. What started it all? And yeah.
X-Files.
Because
I'm a geek like that.
You are a geek like that. All right. Well, let's. I suggest we take a couple minutes break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Cougar Chat Radio. Hang tight.
Does this sound like your sex life? Kick things up a notch. Take Raw Nation's Hot Rocks. It's the only certified organic vegan libido enhancer for both men and women on the market. Enhance your sexual performance and notice a huge improvement in your energy level, focus, mood, your overall vitality. Hot Rocks has no harsh chemicals that can cause negative side effects. Go to hotrawks.com to learn how Hot Rocks can change your life. hotrawks.com. Open up and stay raw.
Hey, Jen. Do you know where we can get some great t-shirts?
We should use Darkside, Inc. They're a unique apparel company that strives to give the customer the most diversified choices in design. We could get some rockin' t-shirts from them. All merchandise and original artwork is done in-house, so we need to give them a call at 508-676-6606 or go to darksideinc.com. And until next time, remember, everyone has a dark side. Hey, New Jersey. Need work done on your BMW or other fine car? Montclair Motorworks in Montclair, New Jersey offers fast, reliable service with competitive pricing. With a BMW tech on site, they also have a state inspection station. Let Montclair Motorworks help you. Call them today at 973-744-9839. That's 973-744-9839. And we're back. You're listening to Cougar Chat Radio. I'm Jen, joined by Michelle and Andrea. And somebody has their computer on. I can hear it in the background.
Not me. Michelle?
I got my computer on, but that's what we're working with.
I can hear echoes. I can hear echoes. So anyway, welcome back. We were talking about dildos.
Well, you know, like Adam and Eve, the magazine, I believe you can...
I was going to say, no, yeah, I didn't know Adam and Eve.
Yeah, I know. No, but the magazine, I do believe that they have a kit in there that you can, like, make your own dildo with your own penis. Not women,
what?
But the men. Yeah.
What? Like a silicone kind of kit?
Yeah.
You mold it, like a big footprint, but a penis?
Yeah, of your penis, yeah.
What about the balls? Do you get the balls in there too, or is it just
the penis? Oh, gosh. I want to say it's just the penis.
I'm sorry, Shell, I just had to ask.
It's times like this I really wish I kept that song, Dear Penis. I would play
wish
it.
I had a book so I could look at here and tell you.
Well, there is a guy named Jason Dilbert, or pardon me, not Jason Dilbert, but Jonah Falcon, who I believe, I could be wrong, but, I mean, if he isn't the biggest penis on the face of the earth, he is very, very, very well endowed. He's been on a number of TV shows and discussed his 13.5-inch package.
Damn.
And he's lost, apparently, quite a bit of weight, so I imagine that's probably grown in size some. He has a song out on YouTube, and that song is called, shoot, I lost the name of the song, It's Too Big.
What? Who sings?
Who sings it?
Have you tried to get in? You need to get in touch with this guy. We need to have him on the show.
What's his name again? Jonah Falcon.
Okay.
Like the bird.
I'm on it.
It's all about the music video. Yeah. He's struggled very much with it. And I saw him. I wish I could remember which show it was I saw him on. But he was speaking of being, you know, so hard done by trying to find a girlfriend and being single and the troubles of dating and all this kind of thing. So really nice, nice guy, it seems, just with a interesting affliction.
All cock.
Yeah.
All cock, all talk. What?
And then we also have the porn stars in California. There's a bill under review that would mean that they would have to wear goggles, not just condoms.
Are you serious?
Where? California?
Yeah. Well, yeah. My friend directs and films porn in California. I'll have to have him on so we can talk about that.
It is known as Bill AB640. And, I mean, not only does it propose that condoms be worn, but the other personal protection equipment be worn.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and didn't you say in China too? They're making them do that?
No, it wasn't that. It was Japan. There's the world's first bar devoted to female masturbation. So, guys, if you're trying to get in there alone or with your boyfriends, then you're out of luck. If you're not entering with a gal, you will be kicked out. And it's basically a place for gals to go and talk about sex and stuff with their girlfriends. And apparently, not only do they have liquor behind the bar, but quite the vast assortment of colorful, beautiful vibrators. So
they have liquor behind the bar? Do they have lick her going on behind the bar?
Oh, Jen.
Hey, that's the first thing I thought of, too.
There you go.
And I don't quite get it. Like, Japan is a very reserved country for the most part as far as being out in public goes.
Japan has some fucked up stuff. Sorry.
Oh, it does. It completely is fucked up. Like, I just watched Anthony Bourdain's Tokyo.
Have you seen The Grudge?
The Grudge? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they have some mess. I haven't seen the original that The Grudge came from, the Americanized version, but there's some messed up movies.
Well, and I mean, even Sailor Moon. Wasn't that a Japanese anime that was mm-hmm. a sex-geared thing, and then they brought it to North America and turned it into, like, a kiddie show?
That's true.
Yeah. So, I mean, Anthony Bourdain was talking about the cliches in Japan, and he was visiting with artists and such, and they were talking about how in comic books they couldn't show, like, penis-vagina, like, contact. So they would create these weird monsters who had tentacles, and it would be tentacle-vagina contact, and it was huge. And the young girls, like, reading these anime books that have, like, gay boys in the books doing it. And it's a huge thing in Japan. It was a really interesting episode.
Wow.
Yeah, just like last night I saw that. So this whole female masturbation bar is kind of not that shocking.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Just think of all the cleanup, you know. Up.
Especially if they got
Do they have new whites? I hope they have, you know.
They would need to have a lot of towel boys if they had squirters. And this lull hole falls over the edge.
Now I'm just wondering where our guest is. Ty, where are you?
Well, apparently he must be sober.
Either that or he's had a couple of drinks and is having too much fun to think
on that. Maybe he has his finger in Nan's mouth again.
Yeah, maybe. Because Nan's not here either. So I sent him a message, and he hasn't responded to it yet, so.
Well, how about we talk about a masturbation contest in China?
Let's.
A contest.
What the hell?
Who can go the longest without? Who can do it the quickest?
We're going to find out.
Mm. Yeah. It was held to celebrate safe sex on World AIDS Day. This goes back a little ways to March of actually last year by the looks of it. Either that or I may be reading the dates wrong because we do them opposite in Canada. It could be from December. So the bottom line of the story, the most important part here, is that we have a world record holder, which is the longest time spent masturbating. The porn star's name is Sunny Nash.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Who pleasured himself for an impressive 10 hours and 10 minutes on May, or sometime in May 2012. We don't know exactly.
See,
when.
That's not a big feat for me. Because, I mean, you can...
It kept it up for 10 hours. I mean, wouldn't it have to be erected the whole time?
Yeah. I mean, there's no way you can say that you're masturbating on a flaccid penis.
Well, how many times did he pop a Viagra?
Well, there's no mention of that.
How many times did he shoot off, I wonder?
If you can shoot off and maintain an erection.
Yeah, I'm impressed.
But that's a genetic, normal kind of thing.
It is or it isn't?
I don't think it's normal. You can go.
Oh, I knew someone who did.
Well, you want to name names?
Nope. It was way long time ago.
Not just last year, no.
Yeah.
A genetic abnormality.
For real.
Yeah, and you can shoot and keep going and shoot again and shoot again. It was...
And no break time in between.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wonder if we scared Ty.
Huh?
I wonder if we scared Ty.
No, why would we scare Ty?
I'm thinking we're right up that alley. I mean...
I think he'd be way more interested in talking with us about this stuff.
Yeah. We're not your run-of-the-mill show. Everybody knows that.
No. Yeah, it's true. Like, I told him we were with Cougar Chat, and his face kind of went, really?
So if anyone listening has questions while we wait for Ty to call in, if you have Ty's number, please tell him to call in. If you want to call in and talk about dildos or have questions about what we've discussed already, 661-244-9818. Or if you just want to say hi, like Michael, our buddy from Walking Dead, then call in, 661-244-9818. We welcome any and all callers.
If you have the desire to nail your testicles to a cement crown,
then don't call us because there's something wrong with you.
No, I think that would be a great conversation. I'd be really happy to talk to somebody with that drive in them.
Wow. No. Good.
What?
It's about looking at you like, what are you doing?
All my dogs are scrotums only. Their testicles are long gone.
Yeah, mine too.
Mine too. Although he has a girlfriend, two girlfriends. His girlfriends are pillows. So my cat has one of those.
He'll
bitches.
Take to that pillow for hours. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
he'll
my
bite
cat,
the shit out of it too while he's still going to town. It's funny.
Well, that's what they do. Is when the dog has sex with a female, they bite the back of the neck because there's a nerve there that actually kind of paralyzes them so they can't get away.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just like a cat, same deal. So,
I thought it was like how do I want to say? It's like a enjoyable sensation, like that's why. I don't know.
That's why you like being. That's why you like being bitten on the back of the neck during sex, Shell.
Sure. Yes.
All right, guys, we have a caller. Hold on just a second. Welcome to Cougar
Hello.
Chat Radio.
Hi, how are you? It's Ty Olson calling.
Wow. Hello, Ty. How are you?
I'm really late.
Okay. You can make it up to us.
In many ways.
This is the thing about me. I'm really like a lost puppy. And I said to myself several times today, don't forget, you got this interview tonight. And then as soon as I said it, I went, ooh, shiny thing. Ooh, apple.
So, Ty, you're a lost puppy. Do you need a collar? We'll give you a collar.
With a leather one? Get the leather out.
No, darling. I administer more than myself. How are you, ladies?
We're great. We're doing good.
Did you miss me?
Are
you secretly pissed off at me and seething over there?
No. We've had an enjoyable conversation about dildos and how to make your own dildos and Chinese, masturbation competition. So we're doing fine.
And Russians that nail their testicles to the ground of Red Square.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what I saw 2 weekends ago? I've never seen this in my life. I'm trying to remember what they called it—a basket shot. I think they call it a basket shot.
Oh,
now,
no.
So I want you to. Do you know this?
Yeah, I think I do. Go ahead.
I don't. There's three of us, Todd.
Okay, so I was at this party, which was a very fun party. And some friends of a friend, crazy neighbor kind of thing, were talking about this basket shot. And what I think it's called that. Anyways, so what they do is they pull out the skin on a man's scrotum, like stretch it out, and then pour an ounce of booze into the scrotum pouch. And then somebody basically does a body shot off of it.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow,
right?
That's interesting.
I saw it. So everybody else is like, oh, I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it. I'm like, no, dude, I got to see this. Once in my life, I got to see this. Somebody load that boy up. I want to watch.
Oh, my God.
You didn't
of course,
do the basket shot, did you, dude?
No, man. No, some things
you
got to
let us do that to you?
To see it. Could you do it to me? Yeah, sure. I'll give you a basket
shot.
Like that's any different than what we're going to be talking about.
Wow.
So how was it, Ty? Was it satisfying?
It was satisfying to watch. I mean, don't you like? I'd like to see. You know, I'd like to experience new things. That's not something that I personally need to do myself, but it was cool to watch it. And go, yeah,
right.
That's bizarro.
Sure.
Why not, right? Let's
that's
do shit
awesome.
to not
I just hope
try new things, right. Absolutely.
I just hope there wasn't any ball sweat.
I think nobody was feeling anything by then anyway. I think by the time, by definition, by the time you're doing a basket shot, you're not feeling or tasting anything anyway. So I don't think it matters.
True. And I mean,
it's
we're not, talking like hard
you don't
liquor.
Start the, it's not something you do at a dinner party, you know. Hey, I've got an idea.
At the country club.
Before we
have
dessert.
Right.
I fucking love this. This is like the first interview we've done
now.
That started with basket shots. This is fucking awesome.
Tell me,
I love you.
Tell me who's winning the masturbation contest.
Masturbation contest has been already won in 2012 by Sunny Nash. Okay, a
Sunny
porn
Nash.
Star. Appropriately, I'm sure, named. Considering he can go for 10 hours and 10 minutes.
Sorry, I call bullshit. Sorry. But okay.
Okay, well, who wins between you ladies?
Oh, we haven't started that one yet.
Well, no time
Give
like
us time, though. You know what? We'll do the basket shot on you, and then we'll do our setting.
I was going to say, I mean, Ty's just on the phone with us. That's probably good enough for a competition to start, but, you know.
Well, we could have handled all
judge.
This if I had come to Parafest, damn it. You know.
Well, I don't know. There was a lot of busy bees out there at Parafest.
I was
Were there?
A
popular I wouldn't know anything
boy.
About that.
Oh, no, of course not.
No.
Oh, so, hey, Ty, your friend Frank says hello. Apparently you said you told him you liked his beard. So he says hello.
Okay. Hello.
Yeah.
Okay, Frank was the guy who dressed up for the Halloween thing as Kentucky Fried Chicken gentleman.
Oh, it was Colonel Saunders, or?
Right.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know if you remember that or not.
Little zombie.
That's kind of fuzzy for me. That's a little fuzzy.
So what about sticking your finger in Nan's mouth? Is that fuzzy too?
Yeah. Do you remember sticking your finger? Do you remember who Nan is?
No, and I don't think we should get into where my fingers were that weekend.
Well, Nan was with Cougar Chat, and she had gotten these fangs. So she was, like, showing these fangs off, and apparently you stuck your finger in her mouth and to the top, to the roof of her mouth.
Touched her palate, yeah.
Right.
And I'm guessing it's because of
the
fangs that you wore for Supernatural as Vampire Benny.
Mm-hmm.
Like, did you have, like, a little switch or something that would make them come down, or was it all just, like, computer-generated?
No, they have very high-end kind of porcelain fake ones made that you can put in. And then what they do is for the retraction of them, they use CGI. So there's a period of time where you can wear them, or that you take them out, and then they use CGI to kind of bring them in and out. It's a bit of both.
Very cool. And I'm going to go a little bit digressing from the whole Supernatural CGI thing, because I read on one of your updates that you lost your phone in Lake Ontario. And considering I live just outside of Toronto, and that is my Great Lake, I would like to know what your phone is doing in there.
Well, it's a long story.
We have time.
I was really hot. I know it seems weird, but because I was dancing and stuff a lot, and I was kind of cracking like a joke about going for a swim, and then ironically, as I kind of went to pull my phone out because I'm cracked out on my phone, I dropped it. It slid, like popped out of my, in a weird way. It kind of like, the only time it's ever done that, I'm trying to pull my phone out of my front pocket of all places. And I happened to be standing on, like, a metal grate that goes down towards where they kind of dock the boats. And so it was slanted. And, like, if I had been a foot the other direction, it would have just fallen on the cement and, you know, may or may not have cracked or whatever. But it landed on this kind of metal grating that was just had enough kind of moisture on it to be slick, and it just was, like, a little bobsled chute. This is right down. I went, well, now I got to go in. So I jumped in. I immediately
you
was
jumped
like,
into Lake Ontario?
Yeah. I was like, well, I'm caught anyway. So I thought, well, you know, this makes sense. I might as well jump in now because it's pretty hot, and maybe who knows? Maybe I'll be lucky. But it was so silly because where I was, it was pretty late at night, and I wasn't really thinking about it that carefully. Where I was, first of all, it was like a 5-foot drop off the edge of the dock to the water, which you only realize once you're diving in. And then where it was, because it's right where the ferry terminal was, it's probably 20 feet deep or something like that. It was like, I'm like, you're not going to find this. As soon as I got in and my body went, oh, shit, it's cold. I went, you're not going to find this, Ty. First of all, it's freezing in here. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. It's 20 feet deep, and it's, you know, dark.
You were in Toronto at Harborfront?
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah.
Awesome.
But I think that, like, I don't know what everybody's, like, everybody's so weird about this whole jump. Do you know, it's a lake. You know, it's like lakes are meant for swimming. I mean, I know it's like Ontario, okay. And I know it was a little bit early in the morning. But, I mean, like, I grew up in Ontario, the land of the lakes. And, you know, I'm like that. This is me. If I'm driving and I'm hot, I see a body of water beside the road, I'm gearing down, I'm jumping in, I'm going for a swim. I do it all the time. Every summer I do it at least a couple of times. I'm not, like, that's what lakes are there for.
Yep.
I wish when
You're
I was growing up
in
Ottawa. It's not so wild. It's just the rest of the world is so
it
lame.
Is. Oh, sure.
Too. I'll agree with that, too. I grew up on a lake, absolutely.
This is Lake Ontario, where there's enough chemicals to, like, develop film.
Well,
he's a vampire. It'll be all right.
Yeah,
we've all seen that Family Guy episode. Yes, exactly.
I used to swim growing up. I used to swim in the Rideau River, which is probably just as bad, if not worse.
Really? I haven't been to Ottawa, actually, but that's, I mean, I've been, like, everywhere throughout the States and lots of places in the world, but 2.5 hours away to Ottawa, never been. So you grew up in Ottawa?
I did, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, let me tell you about this. This is a funny thing. People are talking about me jumping in the friggin' lake. Again, Lake Ontario. Oh, my God. Yeah, look, I've smoked the better half of 20 years. All right? I enjoy my drinking. I have not lived a life of, like, you know, my body is my temple. So I don't – and then it's the people standing on shore smoking a cigarette going, dive, that place is so polluted. I'm like, come on. People are so weird.
I'm a smoker, totally. I'm right up there with you, but I still have to say I've never swum in Lake Ontario, born and raised in Toronto.
That's funny. Hey, Ty, what are you drinking right now?
I'm not, actually. I'm having a dry November, believe it or not.
Oh,
sorry
to
disappoint
you. That's almost like, is that kind of like no-shave November in the States here?
Yeah, that's right. Kind of like that. But I already have a beer, so I figured I better do something else.
I don't participate because as a female, I just can't do it. Sorry. So we should probably talk about a little bit of
acting
here.
Somebody was talking about that, making it a Muffember. Did you hear me?
What
Muffember?
Now?
No, I just heard somebody was talking. Yeah, like so you guys could support us boys and let the garden grow, you know?
You're brilliant, dude. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, this braid the shit, right?
Hey, you know what? Like, I like hardwood floors as much as anyone. But once in a while, it's kind of be nice, like 1 month of the year, to have a little bit of trekking through the jungle.
I'm sorry. Well, yeah. See, I'm not 12 years old, so yeah, there's gonna be hair down there. I'm sorry. Just not. Don't play that game.
Oh, that. Come on. You're dating yourself, darling. That's such an old idea.
No, I'm not dating myself. No.
Yeah, it's not. Listen, my friend, the gynecologist, said 80% of women that come in, mature adult women that come in, are clean shaven. So apparently
it's the norm. Well, I think it takes away from the sensitivity, though, if you're clean shaven.
No, it adds to it, apparently.
Well, not for me.
Yeah, I don't. I'm like I'm half and half.
Brazilian.
Well, can I, the first, you're going to do half a Brazilian and just check it out?
No.
That's called the bikini wax.
I'll tell
Brazilian
you.
Brazilian is just a strip.
Landing strip. No, Brazilian's everything, honey.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, landing strip.
Ty, go ahead.
That's right. I was going to say the first time I ever shaved my boys, the feeling of it was, like, amazing. It felt great. So I imagine it's got to be similar with a woman.
It just takes a lot of maintenance unless you get waxed. It's a pain in the ass, literally.
You know, I don't like guys that are shaved. I do not. I think it just puts me in mind of little boys.
Do you know what it is, though?
Have
it's because the hair down there. The hair up. No, I'm not going to get waxed. No, that's nuts. Are you kidding? You'd tear the bag apart. It's gone. could you imagine that? You pull it's like. That's like asking if I'm going to do a basket shot. Come on. here's the thing, though. The hair down there on the bottom end of a ball sack is pretty sparse. So it's really not that attractive to begin with. It looks kind of like, do you know when, like, Asian people try to grow beards?
Oh, God.
Do you know when it's kind of sparse and stuff?
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, that was very good.
I saw my first Asian ever with a full-on mustache. I was like, what?
Oh,
and it was real. I couldn't believe it.
Some of them can. Some of them can, but, like, you know, it's like the odds of finding a blonde Japanese guy, a naturally blonde Japanese guy, not very high, that he's going to be able to give me a full beard.
That's hilarious. Oh, my God.
So that's why. I think that's why shaving the underside of your ball sack is okay. Mm-hmm. I think it's just
okay.
A little bit of getting rid of the weird, you know, weird hairs.
The wiry weird. Yes,
that's fine. But I mean, as long as it's not like the whole package, because that to me is just me.
So you were talking. Well, never mind. All right, so Ty. I'm going to digress a little bit. What started it all in acting for you?
I had a grade 7 teacher who knew I was drama teacher who knew I was a bit of a prom kid. Came from a local group home and saw some potential, I guess, in my personality and character, and then kind of made me audition for the school play.
Okay.
And then she made. Yep, and then she made me audition for the next school play, and then she kind of made me audition for a theater program in a local high school that was out of my catchment, and then when I failed to get in there, she called them and asked why, she said because he's really talented, he's really good, and they're like, oh, no, he's plenty talented, but his grades aren't good enough for us to warrant shipping him in from another district. And then she tutored me, and so I'm very lucky to have met a teacher in my life that actually believed in me and pushed me and saw where I was in my life as a young kid, and I have her to thank for the fact that I have a career doing something I love.
Oh wow, good deal.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Judy Craig.
Nice. A lot of times these days. Parents just or teachers are just trying to get the kids through the school with as little drama as possible, and they don't take the time with, I think, a lot of kids that they should. But what is your favorite movie?
I don't do favorites. I have favorite moments.
Okay.
You know, like I always talk about like moments that I like in film, or you know that moment when Richard Gere is showing Julia Roberts and Pretty Woman the necklace in the jewelry box, and then he snaps it, and she does her kind of like her famous laugh. Like moments
Cackle.
Like that are things that stand out to me. In True Romance, when Patricia Arquette is killing that dude, and she's you know, on top of him, smashing him, and blood is splattering up to her, and she's wearing nothing but her bra, and she's just, and it's a slow-mo kind of blood splattering ballet of violence. That kind of moment sticks out in my head. And when they're the original or the first Hills Have Eyes, the first remake, I guess, there's a creepy scene where one of the hillbillies is has got the breastfeeding mother trapped in the trailer, and he starts breastfeeding off of her. It's the creepiest thing I've ever seen on film, and I'm like, so those moments stick in my head. I don't really do a favorite movie thing, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Yeah.
That's cool. I haven't seen The Hills Have Eyes, so I must see that now, especially Michael Berryman. Isn't he in that?
Yeah, he was on our show not too long ago.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And he was in Parasite. Yeah. Awesome.
Cool. Yeah, I just like stuff like that. I like stuff that, that you know, kind of sticks with you and affects you and has some kind of impact on you. And there's movies that do that as well, of course, but I'm just not so much into the favorites.
So what was it like making out with Rebecca Romijn?
Rebecca was a super cool chick. She's kind of like a very classic kind of guy's girl. Like, she, you know, you could see going to the bar and having drinks with her, shooting the shit and kind of razzing each other and stuff. She was a really cool lady. And so she handled it very well. I mean, I had put so much weight on for that role. I looked pretty unappealing, and you know, she's a good sport about it, and we had a lot of fun. There's a funny thing that you'll never ever see anywhere, I'm sure, but we did a take when she's supposed to flip me over the bath or over the toilet and inject me full of the iron.
Mm-hmm.
We did a thing where we got one of the props people to pull out a big dildo, and so she bends me over the thing and then pulls out this massive cock, and we had a laugh with that. So she's good. She's a cool chick. I liked her a lot.
That's awesome. What was your favorite part you've ever played?
Again, I'm not great with favorites.
Right.
I did a show. You may have heard of a show that I did called Borealis. It was a pilot for a TV show, for a TV station up here. It was one of my favorites to do because it was the first time I got to be the number one, which really kind of adds a lot of responsibility, but also adds a lot of kind of privilege to be part of the creative team, really in a core way, as opposed to kind of coming onto somebody else's show. It was the first time I got to kind of be the number one guy to go, hey, I think this is the flavor of the show, and this is where we should go with it, and be part of that creative team and be taken seriously as part of that creative team. So it's probably one of my favorite projects. But anytime I get to do a character like, I've been so blessed, you know, I get, like, Benny is such a great character from Supernatural, and I played Sheriff Andy, Deputy Andy from Eureka, which was a really cool and interesting character. Anytime you get to play, you know, something a little bit different, a little bit off the wall, you know, it's a good thing as an actor. It's a good thing to be able to do that. And I'm blessed to be able to play the straight guy, but also be able to have some success playing with these different kind of characters. So anytime you give me something to play with and have a challenge with, it usually sticks with me for a while.
We can give you lots to play with.
Can you? And pictures first.
What about those shots? All right, so I completely lost my question.
It's okay, Jen. Jen, you hold your question because I need to know about, and this is just a personal geek moment, your role on X-Files playing an orderly. I freaked out before Terrorfest when I found out you were in the X-Files, and I went through, and I hate to say this to you, but my trading card collection. And I found a picture of you, and I'm sure it was you, pushing one of the really, really, really bad guys in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Except your face was half cut off. And if your face wouldn't have been half cut off, I totally would have had you autograph it. But
you should have still had him autograph.
I know. I just wasn't 110% sure. With my luck, I'd be like, hey, this is you. Can you autograph it? And he'd be like,
hey, no, it's
no,
not.
That's not me.
It sounds like the episode I did, so I think it probably was me. And that was actually...
Well, you're on an X-Files trading card.
Yeah. That was my first professional TV gig.
Was it really?
Oh. Yep. Yep.
How was it? Did it just, like, take your... Well, obviously, it must have really intrigued you.
You know, at the time, kind of X-Files was at the height of its power, and it was like late 90s when there was still a ton of money being thrown around in the film industry, and things hadn't kind of, you know, kind of hit the ropes with the economy. So I actually got 5 days of shooting to do the 30-second teaser because of reshoots and shifted days yeah, so I mean, there's shows that shoot in 5 days. They shoot entire episodes in 5 days. I got 5 days shooting the teaser for that show. For a guy coming straight out of theater school and having just done a theater gig, you know, I made a chunk of money off of that. That was at
wow.
the time I was like, oh my god. I remember.
So you weren't Actra, right?
No, we have. No, I wasn't. No, I wouldn't have been even a union member at that point. No.
Wow. That is good money for a non-union member. Absolutely.
They're allowed to hire non-union people if they pay. They have to pay the permit, and then they have to. They still have to pay you a union wage. Like, you can't hire a non-union and pay them below union scale. You actually, if you're a union show. So they would have had to have paid a permit, or I probably have paid the permit. I probably paid a $200 permit for the week of work and then got a credit for it and to build towards being a member.
Is this a Canadian thing?
ACTRA?
What's
yeah.
That?
It's what is it? Actors Theater Guild or something like that?
Yeah, we have BCP. It's in BC. It's UBCP, Union of the Performers, which is basically a sister union of ACTRA. I don't know why there's two. At some point, I guess the West Coast was feeling left out that we weren't being represented. Personally, I'm not sure it's still wisest anymore.
Oh, funny.
Because we're one province that has our own union, which, you know, anytime you divide a union, it weakens it. So I don't know what the logic is behind it, but there you go.
It's just BC actors separating from the rest of Canada.
That's right.
That's
all. Ty, are you still live in Canada, or do you live somewhere else now?
I live in Canada, yeah. I live in just outside of Vancouver, BC. I go hang out in L.A. quite a bit, but this is my home. But I'm like a vagabond. I basically, you can find me anywhere at any given time. I like road trips. I like to travel. I'm a little spontaneous and wherever I lay my head is home, you know.
Very good. Michelle, you have a question?
Yeah, Ty. Someone in the chat room goes by the name Flutterbug. Hey, Flutter. I'm not sure if I'm assuming that's a female. Wants to know if you would be willing to make a dildo from your penis. Of your penis, let's say.
Are we talking theoretically, or is she offering like a deal memo?
Probably not a deal, but I mean, for the special lady in your life, would you be willing to do that?
Oh, sure. I'm wide open. Of course I would. Why not? That's almost the perfect kinky thing I'd do, because then I could double penetrate. And it'd still be me. It's like cloning yourself. Right?
And you guys were
freaky ones want to talk to this. that's the guy's dream. It's like you know you get to like team up, but you don't have to be jealous or worried.
Right.
That's hilarious.
I think it's perfect. Totally.
Very good. Flutterbug. Well, I had another acting question, but I think that's pretty much gone. I'm just going to give up.
You want to talk more about
double penetration
or?
Trump.
Yes. Come on.
What
guy wouldn't want to do that? So I'm like, yeah, I think so. Like,
poor Nan. She doesn't know what she's missing.
I know.
Nan left us, so, you know.
Why? Did I say something inappropriate?
No. She, like, left the show. Just time to move on. It's good. It's all good.
That's tonight. Last week.
She was okay. Like, oh, my God, Ty Olson's coming on.
Hell no.
He knocked his finger in my mouth. I am having nothing to do with this show.
No.
No, she didn't.
Love me or hate me, just don't forget me, I guess.
Uh-oh. What was that?
I said love me or hate me, just don't forget me.
Never.
I don't
never. No. I won't say the word favorite. What's your top five music bands if you had to choose?
Again, it's kind of a weird era. It's a weird era thing. I'll tell you, I'm a huge Black Sabbath fan. I have been for years. There was a time period where I really, really was into Pink Floyd. There was a time period where I was really into Bob Marley. Top five. Jeez. I'm a product of the 90s. Like, see, here's the thing. I don't have a – I can give you a top five. Oh, crap. I don't know.
No hip? Really?
Tragically
like
hip?
You're
no,
Canadian. You're supposed to love the hip. You're supposed to be in your top five. Just saying.
I'm supposed to be a lot of things. I'm not, so –
it's a hard question. I mean, it is definitely.
I'm supposed to be responsible and mature. Where I don't know what happened to that. But.
No.
None of us are.
Honey, there's none of that.
Did I apologize properly for being so late? I'm so sorry.
You're fabulous. You're fine. You'll just have to come on again.
Yeah, okay. That's your penance.
My penance. Do you know who I'm really digging right now that I'm listening to a lot? Is ZZ Ward. Have you heard her?
No.
Yeah, you got to go look up some ZZ Ward. She's cool. She's got if Adele was a little bit more bluesy, a little edgier, kind of less angsty girl, but more kind of like blues Nashville kind of feel. Yeah. Her whole album is awesome.
Okay.
Yeah, go check her out.
Adele kind of fell off the planet. She's pregnant and having a kid. Yeah, she's having a kid.
I think she had a kid, yeah.
That's right.
Well, she's a gazillionaire, so either she's going to go and get hooked on drugs or go and retire happily, one of the two.
Well, didn't she have surgery on her throat, on her vocal cords also?
That was like
I think she had nodes, right?
I'm always the late bloomer, so.
I think that's a pretty common issue with singers,
right?
And people do a lot of voice work.
Do you sing?
No, those are just little growths on your vocal cords, so that when the vocal cords clash together, it just breaks the sound. So that's when their voice starts to break, and it's pretty common. It's basically like a callus, kind of a in your throat, I guess, from the voice box kind of slamming together when you're hard on your voice.
Oh, well, some protein may help.
Some batter shots might help. Break that shit right up.
So, Ty, do you like...
quick question. We've only got 90 seconds.
Okay, I got two questions. One, do you like your partner to spit or swallow? And two, what's your favorite position? This is a show, by the way.
I like my partner to both spit and swallow, depending on the day. I'm really into a visual mess. I'm a visual guy, so it can go right on the face, too.
60 seconds.
I got it.
And what was the other question?
What's your favorite position?
Probably.
It's like favorite show.
All of them.
Why you got to lock me into something? let's just say top.
Okay. Top. Very nice. Very nice. Well, Ty, thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, you've got to come back on. We've got to
definitely. So quickly, where can everybody find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Ty Olson, I think it is. Yeah.
There you go.
Come visit me on Twitter. I say lots of nonsensical stuff. You'll
love
it.
I follow you on Twitter. I do. I follow you. Very good. Well, thank you, dear.
Sorry. Thank you. I'm so sorry I'm late, ladies. I will make it up to you.
You're fine, Ty. I look forward to you making it up to us, Ty.
Exactly.
Thank you so much.
All right. Bye, guys. Thanks for listening to Cougar Chat Radio.
Much love.
Good night.
Bye. Night.
Bye.